Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
I've gone to the Lord many times. You have too, and you have thanked Him for when He said yes to us. Lord, I pray that this will happen, and He said yes. Lord, I ask that You would guide me, and He said yes. We thank Him when we petition to Him, and He says yes. But how many times have we thanked Him, we petitioned Him, when He said no? God is in control of life. Some are brief, some are long, some are tragic, some are full.
The truth is, God will provide for you no matter what mountain you're climbing. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young begins his encouraging message, Laughter, about how you can trust God for everything, no matter how confusing or scary your situation. Stick around, Dr. Young is coming right up. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's a powerful resource being offered this month that you'll want to hear about. One of the most important ways you can enrich your relationship with the Lord is through prayer. And Dr. Young wants to help you strengthen your prayer life and experience that deeper connection with God by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. You'll be inspired to embrace the power of prayer more intentionally every day. We'll send you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Laughter.
The theme of this scripture is Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. So when I say Jehovah Jireh in the service, you will answer. Thank you for both of you. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Jehovah Jireh. Now, it came to pass after these things is where we begin as we ascend Mount Moriah. In 1953, May the 28th, 11:30 a.m., Sir Edmund Hillary ascended to the top of the world. He climbed the top of Mount Everest after an almost impossible climb up with his friend, his guide, ice, storm, cold, rain, lack of oxygen, fatigue, slides. Sheer effort, he reached the top. The top of the world, 29,002 feet. No human being will ever climb higher than that. That's the apex. That's the highest that anyone will ever climb. Unless you would climb the mountain we're going up today. Mount Moriah. And we have two men, Abraham and Isaac, Isaac meaning laughter, climbing that mountain. And spiritually, Moriah is the highest mountain you can ascend in the Old Testament. In fact, you move to the New Testament, it is on the same Mount Moriah you found Mount Calvary, and that's the highest mountain anytime, anywhere, any place. Same mountain, perhaps the same place. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. So we look at Genesis 22. Verse 1 says, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here am I. After these things, what are these things? We read the chronological Bible beginning in chapter 12 all the way through to chapter 22. That's the life of Abraham, and what a life. Here he was in Ur of the Chaldees between the Tigris and Euphrates River. A decadent place, a godless place, a pagan place. And God called Abram to come out of Ur and to go to the promised land and to build a nation, a people. And you read in Hebrews chapter 11, he said Abraham was to find a city and to build a city who has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Foundations. And that was the quest, that was the faith of Abraham. He left everything he'd known, he left all the history, everything behind him, and he climbed that mountain. He went there all the way to a promised land. And we read about it. Abraham was known as a friend of God. Let me tell you something. You can't do better than that. Who's your buddy, God? Who's your best friend, God? And he's known that all the way through the Bible. And we see he got the promised land with his nephew Lot. And you read Lot, notice this, Lot pitched his tent and then he built his altar. Abraham always built his altar and then he pitched his tent. We operate like that. We get our things together, then, oh yes, we're going to worship. Or we start off and say, I'm going to worship, and then out of worship, I'm going to get all my stuff together. Built an altar, pitched his tent. That was Abram. And what a life he lived. God blessed him. He was prosperous. Man, he fought battles to rescue his nephew Lot. And he went in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he tried to negotiate with God and be the mediator so the judgment would not come down upon those decadent, godless people. Quite a guy, quite a man. And the angel spoke to him early and said, Abram, you're going to be the father of a great nation. And his name then was called Abram, which means big time father, foremost father. The angel said, we don't want to call you that anymore. By the way, people meet Abram and said, man, you're called foremost father. How many children do you have? He's not a one. Oh. Then the angel said, we're going to name you Abraham, which means father of multitudes, father of many. And he said, well, what's your name? Abraham. Well, how many children do you have? You father of multitudes. I don't have a one. So they'd see him coming. There's Abraham. He calls himself the father of many. He doesn't even have a single offspring. What a goose. What a joke. But Abraham believed God. But the last time God told him, it said, Abraham, father of many, you're going to have that promised son, and he's going to redeem the world. He's going to build a peculiar people who love me and follow me. He is going to be the progenitor of a whole new congregation of God-fearing people that'll go all the way through eternity. Abraham said, you know, as he talked with the angel, it's getting a little late. I'm 100 years old. My wife is 90. I mean, you know, it's a little late for this. I don't know what you're talking about, but by faith, I'm going to, you know, I believe you. And Abraham laughed. Don't know what that laugh was. Later on, another angel reaffirmed that promise. And Sarah, behind the curtains, his wife, she laughed. She said, I'm 90 years old. I'm going to have a baby. He's 100. My goodness, no. She laughed.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there is more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, some people think prayer is like a child's letter to Santa, a wish list full of things you might or might not get. But the truth is, prayer is something much more powerful. Prayer is like oxygen for your soul that lets you experience life with God. And Dr. Ed Young wants to help you keep your prayer life vibrant with the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. We'd like to send you this exciting resource as our way to thank you for your support today to help the Winning Walk continue encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to give and request your own copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's a sneak preview of the teaching coming up after the break.
Our purpose is to glorify the Lord, and we do that by seeking Him and understanding one thing, Jehovah Jireh.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, once again, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, laughter.
But guess what? Sarah got pregnant. And then a baby was born, and they named him what? Laughter. That's what Isaac means. So they had a little laughter, and they were thrilled. Unbelievable. Laughter. Now the son of promise. Now it is through him the Messiah would come. What a promise. And then we see that he was tested. Fortissimo. These musicians know that word. It's a musical word. And that's what the word tested means there in the Greek. Fortissimo. It means with passion. It means with, man, all the way. It was a test that was severe, overwhelming. Fortissimo. Passionate test. Passion that Clay Walker has when he sings, right? Fortissimo. That's it. And he was tested. It's important that we know this. And that's what the verse tells us. God said, Abraham, and Abraham answered and said, Lord, I'm right here. And then we see the test that happens, and it begins with a conflict. Look at verse 2. Then God said, take now your son, your only son, Laughter, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mounds of which I shall tell you. Offer Laughter as a burnt offering. And a burnt offering, ladies and gentlemen, they would take all of the animal, and put it totally on the altar and let the fire consume it completely. That was a burnt offering. And that's what God asked Abraham to do. Go take Laughter, the promised one. And there we have, follow me carefully, a conflict. A conflict between the promise of God. Laughter is going to bring all the truth of God, the revelation of God with a new kind of people. And now we have a command that says, take Laughter and put him on the altar as a burnt offering. So here's God's promise and God's command, and they're in conflict with one another. How's this going to happen? Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Elizabeth Elliot was visiting in Northern Ireland, and she visited a sheep farm, a ranch, and she saw there the shepherd was taking the sheep and putting them in vats that were held with all kind of medicinal oils to rid the sheep of parasites and other things. And she watched the shepherd take the sheep and put them in the vat and put them down, and they'd come up and he'd put them down again. And she said, I wonder what that sheep thought. Here's my shepherd now trying to kill me. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes what we may interpret that God is trying to kill us, he's really trying to save us. So here we have a conflict between the promise of God and the command of God. How does this work? How does this happen? I've gone to the Lord many times. You have too, and you have thanked him for when he said yes to us. Lord, I pray that this will happen, and he said yes. Lord, I ask that you would guide me, and he said yes. We thank him when we petition to him, and he says yes. But how many times have we thanked him, we petitioned him, when he said no? But one day we get to heaven, we'll look back and we'll understand when God said no, and we'll thank him for that no. When he says yes, it's easy to thank him, but it's the no's that gets us. Let me tell you something, folks. There's nowhere in the Bible that says that we're to be healthy, wealthy, wise, prosperous, and live long lives. If you'll find that passage, would you bring it and show it to me after the service? You can't find it because it's not there. God is in control of life. Some are brief, some are long, some are tragic, some are full. You see, our purpose is to glorify the Lord, and we do that by seeking him and understanding one thing, Jehovah Jireh. So we have the test, severe test. Take your boy, climb that mountain, make him a burnt offering. And then we have the obedience. This is stunning to me. God gives this breathtaking command, and look at the next verse here. Abraham rose up early in the morning. Man, the next day. Saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. By the way, after one of our services, Clay asked me, why did they cut the wood right at the beginning of their trip and Laughter had to carry, 18 years old probably, all that wood on his back all the way up to Moriah, a 3 days journey? And I said, you know, I've never known. Then I knew exactly why. This is a shadow of Jesus carrying his wood up that same cross as he died for you and me. As the Father offered him a burnt offering, a living sacrifice on that altar for your sin and for my sin. Then on the third day, verse 4, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place far off. And Abraham said to his young men, two went with him beside his son. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey, and the lad and I, we will go yonder and worship. We will worship. And look at this. We will come back to you. We will go, Laughter and I, and we will come back to you. But the command was to take Isaac and make him and burn him up and make him a burnt offering. What's going on here?
Today's message is entitled Laughter, and Dr. Ed Young will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Whether you're new to prayer or you've been coming to the Lord daily for decades, this journal will help you experience God in richer ways. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal invites you to have a more meaningful, powerful prayer life. We'll send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and others all over the world through the Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break.
Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. That's Hebrews 10:25. One of the oldest living things in the world is the sequoia tree. It always grows straight up and has the ability to right itself if it gets tilted by wind or something. And its bark contains an acid that repels the insects and the diseases that destroy most trees. It has wonderful healing qualities. If it is struck by lightning, it can heal itself. And sequoia trees grow in clusters, with their roots intertwined with the roots of other trees, so they can withstand even a strong storm, a hurricane, or a tornado. And that sounds like the fellowship of the church, doesn't it? We come together to worship. We listen to one another. We relate to one another. We laugh together. We share one another's sorrow. We fellowship together. We know one another. And most of all, we grow together as we devote ourselves to the fellowship of the body of Christ, which is the church.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young to continue his message, creation.
You got a conflict here. How does it work? I sing a little chorus to myself, usually. It goes like, are there any valleys that seem to be uncrossable? Are there any mountains you cannot tunnel through? No, God specializes on things that seem impossible. He knows a thousand ways to make a way for you. So we have this conflict. We will go, we will worship, we'll come back. Man, Isaac, laughter is to be a burnt offering on this mountain. Now we understand that. We read it through with jaundiced eyes. Soren Kierkegaard wrote a little book called Fear and Trembling. And in this book, Kierkegaard says he doesn't get this story. He's saying it's a horrific story. A father asked to burn up his son, and he just says, boy, he talks about the obedience of Abraham, how exacting it was, and a lot of people stumble over this test, but it's because we don't understand it in the context of how Abraham saw it. Follow me. In that day, people didn't think individually. They thought in terms of family. And therefore, when the head of the family would die, he would leave most or all of his inheritance to the firstborn.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we want to help you even further by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Prayer is as essential to your spiritual life as air is to your physical life. And this encouraging resource helps you cultivate the habit of intentional prayer so you can experience a deeper connection with the Lord. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, you'll be inspired as you see how God responds to you when you seek Him in prayer. We're excited to send you a copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow and hear Dr. Young wrap up his message, Laughter, with more proven truth about the depth of God's provision for you.